Third hour, Darren Donick and Chase on this Thursday afternoon. Don't forget our weekly chat with Elliot Freeman from Sportsnet coming up in the fourth and final hour. But we start this hour by heading up to Edmonton. We bring in Predators General Manager David Poile. He now joins us. David, I'm not going to say how you doing. That's traditionally what I say. You're probably not doing as good as other times because there's an important game tomorrow. With that being said, for the Predators to keep this series alive and push it to Sunday in a Game 5, I have to believe putting together that first line together again that we were so accustomed to over the years and the way they've produced in the first three games has to be pleasing to your eyes.
Yeah, that's one of many things that's pleasing, really. I think we've actually, in a lot of areas, played really, really well, but the scoreboard is what counts, and we just are on the wrong side of it right now. But the play of our first line certainly is huge. I mean, they seem to be a threat almost every time they're on the ice, every shift. Ryan Johansson is really taking his game up and to a new level, and I really think Phoenix is having a hard time, you know, matching up when we put those guys on. Arvey's played the best he's played all year long, and Phillip is just a powerful guy right now, and they're hard to contain, and kind of knock on wood, they scored every game so far, and hopefully that will continue when we play tomorrow.
How tough is it? John Hines was asked this after yesterday's game, where you like so much of yesterday's game. You know, you could say well over two periods. You have 45 minutes of that 60 minutes you really like, but unfortunately the scoreboard doesn't dictate you getting rewarded for saying all that, and you lose the game and now are behind 2-1. How tough is it to see so much that you like but know that you didn't get the result you were looking for?
Well, you know, it's sort of the good news, bad news to everything. We feel really good about a lot of individuals and feel good about our team play, but you know, we haven't come out on the right end out of two or three games. And watching this whole tournament, both from the games in Toronto and the games that we get to go to here, I mean, it's three games a day, and I'm telling you that the way the games are going and the outcomes are, I'm almost the opposite of what I think, even during the game. I mean, you know, the late game last night, Edmonton scored a late goal in the second period to take a 3-2 lead, and they killed off like six penalties, and it was just like, you know, Chicago just didn't have a chance.
Yep.
And Chicago gets two goals in the last 5 minutes of the third period, both sort of seeing-eye shots that get deflected, and all of a sudden they get the 2-1 lead. So it's been tough. Pittsburgh's playing Montreal, you know, the team that everybody thinks has a really good chance of competing for the Stanley Cup, and they're down 2-1. So, you know, it's just different, you know, after being off for 4 months, and some of these teams are healthier. And specifically in our series, I mean, Darcy Kuemper, the goaltender, if you're going to give an MVP for our series right now, he would be the one. I mean, yesterday we really sort of threw the kitchen sink at him in the first period. I think the shots were, I don't know, 15-3 or something at one point. And they get a tip-in goal. So, again, we got to fight through that. I mean, we're the more experienced team. Again, I just think if we stick to what we're doing, I don't think we have to make too many changes. Obviously, we got to find a way to maybe pick up a couple of rebounds to get a couple of goals on Kuemper. But I hate being in this position, being down 2-1. But I really have a lot of confidence that our guys can certainly come back and win two games, and we'll just see what happens tomorrow. I think we'll play for sure our best game, and I really believe that we can win that game.
You had so many good things to say about the top line, rightfully so. What would you like to see more out of the second line, production-wise, moving forward?
Well, I think you're hitting the nail on the head, production-wise, and it's really unfortunate. I mean, we get that goal Turris scores in the second period. It's 2-1. I mean, it really feels like that was been our game. I mean, if we were going to win that game 2-1 or 3-1, because that would have changed the whole thing, and, you know, an offside disallowed goals, you know, turned the whole game around. So and then Turris hit the post later in the period. So it's coming, but again, we get graded on, just like we're talking now, we get graded on the wins, it's not horseshoes, it's not how close you are. And we certainly need the second line to be better. I mean, Duchesne is a big time scorer. Turris has been a big time scorer. Granlund's been a leading scorer in Minnesota. and if they stay together, maybe John Hines isn't going to change them up a little bit. They've got to produce, because that's, you know, in a kind of our game plan, we think if we could roll four lines, that could be the difference in winning or losing. Because as you said earlier, the first line is playing great. Our fourth line with Yarncroft, Sissons, and Watson has really been really good. And we've just got to get some production from the second line. It's probably as simple as that.
David Poile is with us, Predators general manager. David, you've always said, you know, you defer to your coaches to make the lineup changes as needed. So what are the conversations like as you guys do your evaluation from where you sit? Do you collaborate much with them, or is it more in their hands?
A little bit of a combination. I mean, we met as a group last night after the game back at the hotel, and we went over everything from what we saw upstairs. And John's always good at that, asking us, "What did you see from upstairs?" And put forward our thoughts and suggestions. I spoke with John later last night before we went to bed, just to see what, after they had reviewed the game and watched it, whether he had any different thoughts or anything that was brought up in our meeting that he felt would be worthwhile to put forward to the players, or any changes to make. I met with him this morning again, just to go over his thought process. So, you know, we're in total communication, and I think everybody's getting to have their input. But, to me, the coach has got to play who he thinks is going to get us that win on Friday. So, I mean, he has the green light from me to make any changes, and I totally support him and what he wants to do.
David Poile is with us, and we've for years have talked to you about Pekka Rinne at goal, but Juuse Saros has been in through the first three games. What's been your evaluation of him in his early playoff career?
I think he's been good. I don't think he's the reason why we are where we are. The third goal yesterday afternoon was probably one on the power play that he'd like to have back, and that kind of ended the game. So that was not perfect. But overall, I think he's played well, but he's going to have to play even better, because he's got to line up with Kemper on the other side. I mean, I know that he doesn't have anything to do with what Kemper does or doesn't do, but I'm kind of feeling that the game tomorrow should be one of those 2-1 type of a game. And so we're going to need solid goaltending from whether it's Juice plays or whether Pekka gets his opportunity. But I think they'll both be good, whoever we put in there.
You talked about the second line, but Duchesne specifically, what do you think his struggles are and why the production just hasn't quite gotten there yet at this point?
Well, obviously, you know, if we knew that and he knew that, I think things would be different. I know the coaches have certainly been talking to him and, you know, working with him, and it's just in the power play he seems to be very very good in the power play, you know, really moving the puck around well, and we're having some success in that. But on 5-on-5, where we need to make a difference, it hasn't happened. I guess you could say players go through these situations, and clearly I don't want to make any excuses for him or any other player. I mean, he has to play better. That's the bottom line right now. Right now, it's his play is not as good as it has to be or should be, and he should be a difference maker in this series, and he's going to get that opportunity on Friday to do that.
David, we know your time is limited, so we've got to let you run. We do appreciate the visit, and don't think about coming back to Nashville anytime soon. We need you to stay in Edmonton for a while.
All right, we're going to get it done on Friday. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, David. That is David Poile, Predators general manager, and we do appreciate him joining us. We'll come back and discuss a lot more about Game 4. What is our vibe for Game 4? David Poile feeling very good that this thing is going to get pushed to Game 5. We'll discuss maybe possible changes. We'll get into the Predators-Coyotes series. On the other side, Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.